This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. We're currently in the most significant financial downturn in a century. And yet, many of the world's largest tech companies are still growing and still investing in research and development. Our tech columnist Chris Mims will join us to explain how and why that is after these headlines. The Trump administration is expected to set temporary limits on a visa program that's often used by international tech workers. The popular program allows students from overseas to stay on their student visas to work for up to 3 years after graduation. The visas are often seen as a stepping stone to H-1B visas, which are commonly used for highly skilled tech workers. The administration says the temporary restrictions are designed to protect American graduates looking for entry-level work during the pandemic. When the coronavirus outbreak began, some cities in China implemented a smartphone app to help track the spread of the virus. Now, some of those governments have announced that they plan to make that kind of health tracking permanent. Many residents have pushed back, saying the state is trying to exploit the pandemic to expand China's already extensive surveillance network. And SpaceX is completing its final preparations before launching two NASA astronauts into space on Wednesday to rendezvous with the International Space Station. If successful, the operation will push the U.S. into a new era of commercial space exploration, and it will be a huge achievement for SpaceX and Elon Musk, its founder. After the break, our columnist Chris Mims will join us to explain why big tech is well-equipped to survive and even thrive despite the economic downturn. Since the pandemic began, some of Silicon Valley's most notorious disruptors have faced huge challenges. Airbnb, Uber, and Lyft have all announced massive layoffs, and others are considering downsizing and even getting rid of entire units. But not everyone is hurting. In fact, in the middle of all this, the five biggest tech companies in the U.S., Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, and Microsoft, still have the resources to devote to research and development, and even acquisitions. Our tech columnist Chris Mims has been looking into this, and he's here to explain why that is. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us back on the show.
Thank you for having me back.
All right. Like we said, some tech companies have been really struggling during the pandemic. Others have much stronger outlooks. What is the X factor here?
So the X factor here is cash. I call them the FAM. It's Facebook, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. These are the five largest tech companies in America. They're also the five largest companies by market cap, period. So these companies have had just years, in some cases decades, of windfall profits. And they just have insane amounts of cash and cash equivalents just sitting around. You know, they have very high stock prices that continue to go up, even as the S&P 500 is not doing well, as we all know. So that represents their ability to borrow in the future should they need to. What this means is that they can spend on, you know, so-called capital expenditures and, just as importantly, research and development at the same pace that they have been. And if you look at their R&D expenditures last quarter, there was a tiny bit of pullback at Amazon. But otherwise, they're all spending more than ever. And that's how they build their competitive advantage, is they just keep reinvesting in themselves. They keep reinvesting in their own technology and pulling away from their competitors and growing ever larger. And of course, they've also continued their acquisitions. Facebook announced it's getting Giphy. Please don't call me if you think it's Giphy. I don't want to get into that debate. But anyway, they got Giphy for $400 million, which is a song. You know, they bought Instagram for $1 billion, and that was 2016. So you would think valuations in general would be more inflated since then, but they're not. So all these companies are continuing to acquire other firms, usually small acquisitions. But the point is that has not abated. It's not like they canceled those deals.
Do we know anything about the R&D that they're looking into right now?
So at all these companies, R&D really means the D part, the development, which means production of new products. You know, if you spend more than 15 minutes, Googling what their new product lineups are or potentially will be, you know, they're all just absolutely not ceasing to furiously develop new products, new lines of business. I mean, Microsoft is going so hard in terms of new lines of cloud business. Amazon, it's the same. They're dominant there. They continue to snap up new companies. Apple, there's now some credible leaks that Apple's next big product is going to be this augmented reality set of eyeglasses. That's obviously sucking up huge amounts of money. They're still spending huge amounts of money on what used to be called Project Titan, which was their self-driving car project, which now appears to be just like an automotive integration. Amazon has said publicly that they're going to launch their own coronavirus testing program. So now Amazon is a pharma slash healthcare company on top of everything else. Plus, they said they're going to double down on automation in their fulfillment centers, which means more robots so they can have less people, since robots can't get or transmit coronavirus. So just absolutely furious, relentless pace of R&D is continuing at all these companies.
I mean, it's not like they haven't been hit at all by the pandemic, right? I mean, they must be experiencing a little bit of fallout at least.
Yeah, so Google's CFO said that next quarter will be a difficult one because, of course, if you're Google or Facebook in particular, they are fueled by advertising revenue. And of course, Americans are buying way more of some things, but we're not spending on automobiles or travel, you know, elective surgery or rental cars, a lot of really expensive things that otherwise would normally be paying Facebook and Google a great deal of money to get in front of people on search results or social advertising. So they could be in trouble there, especially in the second and third quarter of this year. It's difficult to project beyond that. You know, this could be a totally different story in 6 months to a year, like especially Google and Facebook with their reliance on advertising revenue. If we have, you know, a global second Great Depression, nothing is going to shield them from dips in their revenue there. But again, they have these huge cash reserves and they've all demonstrated commitment to investing for the long term. You know, I would be shocked if they didn't dip into those reserves in that case to continue funding this R&D.
I think it's interesting that we're seeing here kind of smaller companies really struggling, or companies that were kind of almost launching into their own IPOs, and these big companies doing so well. The big companies have also, though, been under investigation because of being so big. And it looks like they've just gotten bigger in this entire time, buying up some of these rival services. Are we going to see even more lawsuits and investigations into antitrust issues?
So the FTC has called on all five of these companies to give it information about recent acquisitions. You know, it's clearly an antitrust inquiry. It's explicitly an antitrust inquiry. The DOJ has launched one. There are bipartisan committees that are working on antitrust action. There's the European Commission, which is part of the EU. I think that if anything, that regulatory action has stepped up. The challenge, of course, is that Congress is currently primarily occupied with just dealing with this pandemic. So everything else is on hold. And it's also not clear what the White House is going to prioritize in terms of any of this.
So what are the big companies? What is the FAM saying about these investigations right now?
So, of course, all of these companies are saying, oh, we're very happy to, you know, comply with this. They're being very cagey, of course, because they don't want to anger these regulators or provoke them. I think what they tend to say, and there is a lot of truth to this, is, look, we make acquisitions all the time. It makes us more competitive, but it also just allows us to offer better and more sophisticated services. It's kind of an argument almost that acquisitions are a form of maybe like outsourced R&D. Like if you take away the competitive dimension to it, you know, they are acquiring talented people and new technologies so that they can just make all these products that they create for us more wonderful. Of course, that argument neglects the fact that every time they buy one of these companies, they take out a potential competitor.
Okay. Well, the government will be watching and so will we. Our tech columnist, Chris Mims, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.